Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Bible Talk. You may have seen on a billboard or on a bumper sticker the phrase, "You have a friend in Jesus." Well, that is indeed a comforting statement. And for sure, if you have a friend in Jesus, you have a friend in God, don't you? Jesus is the Son of God. Today, I want to contrast our earthly friends with having a friend in Jesus. Now, I don't mean to minimize the importance of earthly friends. What would it be like if we didn't have a friend to come and weep with us when we weep, to pick us up and encourage us when we are discouraged? Indeed, earthly friends are wonderful. But having a heavenly friend, God, Jesus our Lord, is far greater than any earthly friend can possibly be. Let's talk about that. First of all, our earthly friends are limited in time and distance. For example, I have a friend here who needs me, but there is a more urgent need with a friend over there. I spend time with a friend who has the more urgent need and may end up apologizing to the other friend because I couldn't be with him when he had a need. Sometimes we say we can't be at two places at one time. And so earthly friends are limited. But God is not so limited. God is not limited by time and distance. Hebrews 13 verse 5 says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said he will never leave you nor forsake you." You see, God is always there. Several times in Scripture, God promised certain ones, "I will be with you." He said that to Isaac, to Jacob, to Moses, to Joshua, to Gideon, to Jeremiah. He said to the apostles in Matthew 28 and verse 20, "Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." It is wonderful to know that we have one who is always with us, and there is no time, there is no distance that prevents that. But secondly, earthly friends don't always listen so well. It's not that they don't want to. You know, we have all at times found ourselves talking to a friend about something that was of considerable importance to us, but it was obvious that our friend was somewhat distracted. Or maybe the friend was in a hurry and was needing to go, and it made us uncomfortable because we didn't feel like we were really communicating with our friend. Sometimes earthly friends don't always listen so well. But that is not true of God. He always listens. 1 Peter 3 and verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers." Here is a mother whose child is sick. She may sleep some that night, but all the time she is sleeping, her ear is listening for the least little whimper of her child. Well, that is a picture of how God is toward his children. He is always listening for their prayers. He always hears. In 1 Kings chapter 18, we read of when Elijah, the prophet of God, challenged the prophets of Baal to a contest on Mount Carmel. The prophets of Baal were to prepare a bull for an offering, put it on the wood, but they were to put no fire under it. They were to call upon Baal, their god, to bring the fire. Elijah was to do the same, but he was to call upon Jehovah God to bring the fire. Elijah said, "The God who answers by fire, he is God." And the people agreed. The prophets of Baal went first, and they began to call on the name of Baal to bring fire. But there was no response. No fire came. They called from morning even till noon. It says in verse 27, "And so it was at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, 'Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is meditating, or he is busy, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he is sleeping and must be awakened.'" I am thankful that we don't serve a God that might be sleeping, or is away on a journey, or is too busy when we cry out to him. Now that may be true of an earthly friend, but not true of the God of heaven. Psalm 121 verses 3 and 4 says, "He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. God does not slumber or sleep. God is always awake. He is always listening. And he never gets tired of our coming. Daddies and mothers, do you ever get tired of your children coming again and again and again, interrupting what you're doing? Well, not our God. If we come to him 100 times in a day, he never tires of our coming. And thirdly, sometimes earthly friends change, and some may even forsake us. Paul knew about that. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10, Paul said, "Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica." It seems from other passages that Demas had been a fellow laborer with Paul, but now he forsakes him. Can you imagine how that hurt Paul? You know, David knew about this. Look with me in Psalm 55, verses 12 through 14. David says, "For it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide from him. But it was you, a man my equal, my companion, and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, and walked to the house of God in the throng." David is probably here referring to Ahithophel, who had been David's friend, but now had joined Absalom, who was taking the kingdom away from David. You can feel the hurt when David says, "But it was you, a man my equal, my companion." David says in Psalm 41, verse 9, probably also referring to Ahithophel, when he says, "Even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me." Well, this is the way it is sometimes with earthly friends. But in our God, we have a friend who does not forsake. Now look with me in 2 Chronicles 15 and verse 2. This is a message sent to Asa, the king of Judah, from God. It says, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." Let me ask you, do you have Jesus as a friend? If there is any forsaking that will be done, it will not be done by our Lord. It will be done by you. If you forsake him, he will forsake you. But as long as you are faithful to him, as long as you are a friend to him, he will never, never forsake you. And fourthly, Jesus did for us what no earthly friend could have done. He died for our sins. You know, that is the reason that he partook of flesh and blood. It was to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, John 1, verse 29. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost, Luke 19, verse 10. Jesus said, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many," Matthew 20, verse 28. Jesus came to do what no earthly friend could do, to die, to pay the price for our sins, so we can be saved from sin. Now, are earthly friends important? Yes, indeed. I am glad I have earthly friends who encourage me and admonish me and help me. But there is no earthly friendship that is comparable to that of having a friend in Jesus. Do you have a friend in Jesus? But who are the ones who are the friends of Jesus? Look with me in John 15, verses 13 through 14. Jesus says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." As we've already mentioned, Jesus laid down his life for his friends. But who are his friends? Who has a friend in Jesus? Well, Jesus says, "You're my friends if you do whatever I command you." Sometimes I think we get the idea that Jesus is everybody's friend. You can live any way you want to. You can take his name in vain, show all kinds of disrespect to it. You can ignore his word and live an ungodly life. But if crisis comes in your life, you can call upon Jesus because he is your friend. Well, that is not what Jesus is saying here. He gives a condition if we are to be his friend. He says, "You're my friend if you do whatever I command you." Now this suggests for us, if I want Jesus as my friend, I must accept an authoritarian religion. Isn't that what Jesus is saying? He says, "You're my friend if you do whatever I command you." Now I know that we would like to have a religion where we could go through the Bible and pick and choose what we like and then discard the rest. Well, that might be nice in some ways, but that is not how we have Jesus as our friend. If you want to have Jesus as your friend, you must obey whatever He commands you. And He is Lord. Peter said, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ." Acts 2 and verse 36. You know, you've heard the phrase, "Jesus is Lord." You've seen it written on billboards, bumper stickers, and on other signs. But do we really know what it means? The word Lord means ruler. It means Jesus is ruler. He has all authority. If Jesus is Lord, then whatever He says goes. And if He is going to be my friend, I must recognize Him as Lord, and I must submit to Him in everything that He commands. There is no room for my own think-sos, for my own subjective thinking as I read His Word. I don't interject my own thoughts and ideas about whether I like or dislike what He says. I just submit because He is Lord. Now that's what it means to have a friend in Jesus. And so, in Acts 2, Peter says to the Jews, "Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ." Verse 37 says, "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?'" Understanding that Jesus is Lord and Christ, they are now ready to do whatever He commands. They ask, "What shall we do?" And Peter responds to their question by saying, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." There are two things they are told to do here. They're told to repent, and each of them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, repent means to change your mind. Before now, you rejected Jesus. You did not believe in Him. You did not submit to Him as Lord. But now repent, change your mind, determine to obey Him in all things. And they're told to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Baptism in the name of Jesus Christ is an immersion in water. They're told to do these two things for the remission of sins. In order for them to have the remission of sins or the forgiveness of sins, they must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 41 says, "Then those who gladly received His word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them." Dear listener, do you have a friend in Jesus? Not everyone does. It is only those who receive His word and obey Him. Why not be a friend to Jesus today? Our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you would like a free audio CD copy of today's program, or of any of our Bible Talk broadcast, then just give us your name and address along with the title of the program that you would like a copy of, and we will be glad to send it to you absolutely free of charge. There are three ways that you may send in your request. You may email it in. Our email address is sjchurch@fidnet.com. That's FIDNET.com. Or you may call it in. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may mail it in through the U.S. Postal Service. Our address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You're invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ. Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship. Sunday evening at 5 for worship. Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at the same time for Bible Talk.